This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was quite the crowd at the New York Stock Exchange this morning for the ringing of the opening bell, a high-profile, or maybe I should say another high-profile effort to focus attention on how much money we owe, we as in all of us, households, governments, and companies. A group called the Campaign to Fix the Debt got to ring the bell at the big board today and got a bunch of big-name CEOs to sign on to a public manifesto calling for Congress and the president to do something about that debt. Felix Salmon blogged about it all today for Reuters. Hey, Felix.
Hi, Kai.
You are not kind to these corporate titans. You call them self-serving. You all but say they were grandstanding with this manifesto.
They were. They are trying to reduce their own taxes in the guise of some great public self-interest. It's kind of disgusting, really.
When was the last time a CEO had a manifesto, anyway?
It's a good question. Aren't they meant to be making the economy grow rather than meddling in self-interested politics?
Do you disagree with the basic premise that we have a lot of debt and they want to stabilize it and eventually bring it down?
Yes. Really? The U.S. federal deficit is high right now.
Yeah.
It's not unprecedentedly high. We can deal with it, especially because interest rates are so low, it isn't costing us very much. The total amount of debt in the country is actually coming down. It has been coming down ever since the crisis. So we're moving in the right direction in terms of total debt to GDP in this country.
Key phrase there, right? It's when you talk about total debt in this country, which it's public debt, that is the federal debt, and also private debt, that is these companies. And you point out that these companies are deleveraging, they are shedding debt, and so the government is stepping up to borrow.
It's the companies and it's households as well. So you and I probably have lower credit card bills now than we did 5 years ago. And the companies, when they borrow less, and they are borrowing less, what that means is that there's less economic activity going on, and the government is stepping in with its own borrowing to try and keep the economy moving in the context of a corporate sector, these CEOs, who are not doing what they should be doing. What they should be doing is taking advantage of these low interest rates to borrow money and invest in the economy, and they're not doing that.
To their credit, they do say in this thing that any solution to the deficit in this country has to be bipartisan, which you read as meaning you got to talk about revenues, raising taxes, as well as cutting benefits.
And they do talk about raising revenues when they talk about this thing called broadening the base.
Yeah.
But that's exactly the kind of revenues that you and I want to be scared of, because broadening the base is going back to when Mitt Romney said that 47% of Americans don't pay federal income tax. They're saying, yeah, we should have more people paying federal income tax. They pay federal income tax already. They want their tax rate to go down. They just want more people to pay taxes, the middle classes and the lower middle classes and the poor.
This is not the only we got to fix the debt advocacy group out there, right? So are you maligning all of them or just these guys?
All of them, pretty much. Both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, and the public, and the debate moderators, and everyone, seem to have convinced themselves, with no particular reason, that the national debt is this massive problem that we need to deal with urgently.
If not the debt and the deficit, what should we be concentrating on as the real economic threat?
Unemployment. We don't have enough people working in this country. We need to get the unemployment rate down. We need to get the employment rate up. We need to create millions and millions of jobs. That's priority number one. The debt is way behind.
Felix Salmon, he blogs at Reuters. He's with us every now and then on a Friday afternoon for the weekly wrap. Felix, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.